can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for August 2nd, 2023, episode number 50. Curry and the Keeper. Oh, yeah. Woo! Congratulations!
Yay!
Yay! Yeah!
Show 50!
Number 50! Oh, wait, let me pop the champagne. Here we go. Come on.
Did you?
No.
We had champagne spillage. The party's still going.
Yeah. All right, everybody. All right, be quiet now. You can stop with the horn, Tina. give me here. We'll start with this. Oh, my goodness. That was unexpected.
Here.
Did you shake it?
No. You pulled it out of the cooler. I didn't.
How did that happen? That was,
I don't know.
It was very excited.
Here.
Yes, thank you. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Give me a cheers, babe.
Hey. You didn't even say hello, my queen.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Let's go. Let's
show
just
50.
Show 50.
Cheers, baby.
All right, let's do this. Look, this is an easy one. This is one we've had before.
This is the one that lured me in.
This is the one, baby. This is the one that did it.
You just put a drop in my glass here.
That was just so we could get the show going. Business. How you feeling, my queen?
You know, it's so interesting. We've listened to that Curry and the Keeper song for 50 shows now. And I just realized it says...
And it still gets your blood pumping?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes. It said, she can keep him in line. Everything's fine.
Wait a minute, 50 episodes, just now you're realizing what the song is?
No, but I connected the word fine because I use the word fine all the time. Well, so
yeah, like that's that. Why it's in there. That's Jeff Smith is a genius.
Yeah, we didn't give him that direction. He just, he must have had a crystal ball.
You know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder.
We just said we want it to be like Incubus, the song.
Huh.
So.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, you're doing a little ASMR there for the porn?
I'm just trying to get it all going.
It's not on your equipment, is
there
it?
There we go. No.
Not on really. Your roadcaster over there, is
no,
it?
No, it's on my palm pad.
Oh,
it's okay. It's all right.
Okay.
It's okay because
all right, yeah,
it's a celebratory thing. And I just want people to contrast.
Yes.
What you just heard, the celebration of show and life and vino... Sparkling vino.
Yes.
And energy.
Yes.
To our very first episode, 50 episodes ago.
Okay.
It's a little different. Curry and the Keeper. We have no idea what we're going to do, but we thought it would be a fun idea to do something.
Yes. Adam coerced me into doing this.
Well, I heard.
With a glass of wine,
yes.
Mind you.
All right. So the idea started and we're off to a great start. How about the difference between just general life and how people interact with each other in Austin versus out here?
There seems to be many more like-minded people here.
Oh, realize, my gosh.
There's a lot going on as opposed to people
light
who are
up.
Asleep in Austin. So being surrounded by like-minded people has been easier for me. But in Austin, I mean, we didn't really see many of our friends. And the friends that we did see were generally like-minded.
Like-minded.
So the friends of ours that think differently. I didn't really get a chance to spend much time with them in the last 2 years because of this mess that we're in. But no, I mean, I just, the people here are just nice and kind. And there's nobody harassing you on the street. And I mean, the local law enforcement will not put up with that.
Yeah. And I think we'll do it on the alternative weeks for MoFax.
Yeah, and we'll see where it goes.
Just catch up.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Hey, let's talk about our dog. And she's still a feature today.
Yes. You sound so different today.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You have grown into your podcasting body.
I am the talent now.
Yes. Well, yeah, there's that. Yes. I listened to the whole thing. I was like, This was, it was pretty flat.
Wow.
Thank you for sticking with it, people.
No,
we're very happy that you, that you, that we
like
let us drag you along.
Like I was sleeping through it.
And I'm like, hey, man.
Like-minded.
Very like-minded. Is that code for
same?
Same.
So funny that you say that, because the reviews are in.
Oh, what, the reviews are in?
Yes,
what reviews?
Actually, we have one review.
From, a Yelp review?
One review from Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Yes.
We're a variety show.
Variety show?
Yes.
Well, that's what I was going for Ricky and Lucy. I guess that was a variety show.
And you keep using that. And I'm like,
you don't like it. This thing
Is
very wet. My palm thing is
no.
very wet.
You need to.
But you have to understand that the true Ricky and Lucy experience was love. It was love.
It was slapstick. They were not slapstick. So. I don't know.
We just haven't achieved what I want yet, then. We still have to get to the slapstick. Keep eating these chocolates on the conveyor belt. Mm. Oh, yes. Man. Okay. So much has been happening. So much. I have more audio to share.
Oh, my goodness.
I have another piece of audio.
Oh, my goodness.
When we were in Jamaica.
Yes.
We did not do a show when we were on vacation.
No, we didn't.
No. Yeah. I mean, I did. No, Jenna, but didn't do a Karine the Keeper show.
Yeah.
We had such a fantastic time there. It felt like family. And a lot of those people have been there for 25, 30 years. And I even
knew they recognized you. They were like, Adam, who is this wife? Who is she?
We like her. Irie, man. She's very Irie. Anyway, the people that we knew best, work in what they would call food and beverage.
Well, that's because that's where we spent most of our time.
Yes,
we were either drinking
food and
or
beverage.
Eating.
We were not with the water sports team for sure.
No,
we were not with the water sports team.
Not with the golf team.
No, not with the golf team. No. We were asked by David, who really took care of us, and I think he probably was controlling everybody to make sure we had the best time.
Oh, and we did. We had a fantastic time.
So, and he said, look, we have the annual soccer competition. Would you guys mind sponsoring our mm-hmm. outfits? And mm-hmm. we're like, of course, we love you. Of course we're going to do that. And so we've been following along. They've been sending us updates and it's too bad we couldn't be there, but also, man, in July, August in Jamaica, that may be a little bit too hot.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And I got a message from David, and I'd like to share with everybody.
Mr. Curry, we did it again. Yeah, we did it. Yeah, yeah. We did it again, sir. Yeah. Oh, that's how I wrote my general. Yeah, we did it again. And the boys, they don't have word to explain how they are grateful and thankful for you and your wife to sponsor us. Sir, we really appreciate it from the bottom of our heart, from the sole of our feet to the crown of our head, sir. Oh. We appreciate you guys. Because to be honest, we didn't have anything and you gave us something and we make something out of it. Thank you so much, so much, so much.
So they beat out the water sports team, who were the favorite to win, I have to say.
Because they're sporty.
We're so proud of them and so happy. And they look so good in their shirts, in their red shirts.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And you're right, David, he took care of us. And he made sure when he wasn't there that we were taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we are very proud of them. And we hope to see you guys again in the future.
Yes, you'll have to send him the show for sure.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said, don't worry, I'm sending you a clip of the show.
Yeah. Lots of good things have been going on. Like Boostagram Ball. You launched Boostagram Ball.
Thank you for saying that.
You can give a short synopsis about what it is, because it's all tied into the
coolest podcast ever. There, is that short enough?
Yeah. But Adam's fifth podcast that he's doing now. Yeah, yeah. And it features music from people who are uploading their music to Wave Lake. And it's music that they own. No middleman, no music industrial complex. And you're featuring these songs, and you featured TJ the Raffles.
He was the first song on the first episode.
But
you
know what really touched my heart? So you asked my opinion on the artwork, and I gave you showed me one that had sound waves and a lightning bolt behind the sound waves. And I was like, you know, I would tweak this, I would change that a little. And then you're like, we have new artwork, and you had new artwork, and it was kind of a jukebox, I guess. And you showed it to me, you're like, this new artwork. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And you're like, you don't like it. I go, I like the the other one? I said, it's so rock and roll. The other one is rock and roll. I just, I like the other one. And you ended up using the other one.
Well, of
course. You were sold on the second one. And I, that really, you know, that touched my heart that you listened to what, to my, my thoughts, I guess.
And that was art from Dame of the Absurd, who has sent me 8 more variations. But even nicer than that, because you know, this was, I don't want to go into the whole thing, because they can, boostergramball.com, you can listen to it.
You can listen to it on.
Listen to it in Fountain, please, or Podverse, so that you actually support the artist.
Yes.
That's the whole idea, is when you play it, when you play a song, the wallet switches. So when you're listening to our show, and then you're streaming sats, so you're boosting, it goes to us. But when Boostergramball, when I play the song, then it switches to the artist.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was very
revolutionary.
Excited.
This is, and I know that you and Dave spearheaded it, but a whole community of people came together to do it. Yes.
And so it was very exciting. And, you know, I put it together, and it was actually kind of stressful that day because we were going out to dinner with Pastor Jimmy Damonette and Julie and Ben. Mm-hmm. And then, and, you know, things were not going right. And so I had to get it done on time for us to leave. So anyway, but then 2 days later, I heard you listening to it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Because I would never say, oh, you got to listen to my music show.
Well, you know, I did get reprimanded for not listening to No Agenda. So I listen to No Agenda 6 hours a week, ladies and gentlemen.
You do pretty good.
No, I wanted to hear what it was all about. Of course I'm going to support you. I like that you like.
Because a lot of, you know, it's risky with this stuff. Like a lot of the music will be kind of,
You got a lot of, you got good a tracks, lot right? of good accolades. And
good tracks, good songs.
Yeah, that's, and I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you, darling. That's really awesome. Sweet. And and we all need to KTLD. This is something new. Pastor Jimmy has taken our Keep the Lid Down and has morphed that into something much bigger, which I think is fantastic.
Yes, yes.
So we can add that to our In the Evening, our KTLD. Keep the Lid Down. He said it's not just for keeping the lid down of the toilet.
In your bathroom.
But metaphorically, keep the lid down on all the crap of life.
Yeah.
Keep the lid down and flush it away. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Are you looking for the
I'm looking for the
mix?
In the evening!
Oh, you mean this thing? Yes, I have everything, if that's what you're thinking of.
Because the toilet seats were down.
From TJ the Raffle. This is where we met him.
Because the toilet seats were down. Hit me now.
Yeah. Oh. So I think we should just add that to our arsenal. KTLD, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the Curry and the Keeper. Well, we KTLD.
TJ did the other thing too with the flushing. That one.
Which one?
That was last week, the KTLD.
Oh, the short one.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. I need so many. I need to
keep the lid down.
There we go. That's what you were talking about. I got it. KT, this is so wet, this thing.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It'll be all right. It's just.
Okay.
Just want you to feel bad.
Well, speaking of Friday night dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So Pastor Jimmy and Annette and the two of us went and we traveled to the Drip.
Yeah, it's a big trip. Big Drip trip.
We introduced two of our dear friends, Julie and Ben, to Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And it was so lovely for Julie to share her story with
how she basically brought us to this church.
And how she has just been so, and she kept saying, I called it Bridges Church. Yeah.
Which we're going to keep it in there. Yeah, Bridges Church.
The Bridges Church. That was really, I'm so glad that they finally got to meet them because, all, you know, such good friends. And I love that.
It was a nice evening.
It really was.
It was a nice, what was the name of that place you went
to? Homespun Kitchen.
It was kind of cool.
You had your big old chicken fried steak.
Oh man.
With the gravy.
No, it was no gravy.
They had the gravy on the top. Yeah, it did.
Did it? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even notice that. I was just snarfing it up.
The
great place, except for that one fly.
What is it with flies in restaurants?
There was one fly.
It was a common problem here in Texas.
Buzzing around, yeah.
It's a problem here in Texas. Mm-hmm. But it was so cute because we were talking about different tiers of friends and Julie said there's 3 tiers.
Oh,
three tiers of friends.
Yeah.
First tier.
And by the way, this is for women.
Yes, for sure.
I would say for women.
She goes, these are the 3 tiers of friends that are
number three.
Are good friends. Number 3, helping you move.
That's already pretty big. That's a good friend.
Number 2, taking you to the airport, which Annette has done.
Big friend.
Yes.
Big friend.
Number 3.
Number 1 or number
2? Number 1.
Number 1. Yes.
Taking your call. like
instead of texting,
actually picking up the phone and taking your call. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, because I am not one to talk on the phone. I just don't like
talking. You know, how many times do we really don't talk? You know, who calls me, who I pick up for? The dentist. You know, hey, your appointment's next week.
And your Dutch friends, all your Dutch friends call you.
What Dutch friends call me?
The people over in Holland. I hear you speaking Dutch. Hugo and Robert. Yes.
Well, yeah, these are longer conversations. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not one for talking on the phone. No. I just.
Why don't you like that? Will you talk to your sisters on the phone?
Yeah, I do.
You talk to your sister.
I do. I don't know.
Talk to your daughters on the phone.
I'd just rather text.
Would you just text? Hey, daughter.
Yeah, I only call you when there's a problem usually.
Me? Oh, yeah. No, you only, if you're calling, I know something's up.
Yeah.
This is like not going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. But before that, before we went to dinner in the Drip, mm-hmm. My friend Debbie, who I met at Bridge, well, I met her in the Bridges, community and she goes to Bridge Church now. About a month ago, she wanted to meet me for coffee and she said, I have something I have to talk to you about. And I'm thinking, what did I do?
No. I distinctly remember you telling, because I said, what happened? And you're like, no, she said, it's nothing bad. It's only good. Says, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad.
So she asked me to join her.
Usually this is like, I'm pregnant. Yeah. I'm getting divorced. Yeah, something like that. No.
And so she asked me to join this committee mm-hmm. for the Historical Society here in Fredericksburg.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's to raise money for the programs and services that the Historical Society and the museum put
on. That's the museum that we walked past when we went to mm-hmm. That's a cool little Pioneer thing.
The Pioneer Museum.
That's cool.
It's called the Tannenbaum Ball, which is a big mouthful.
You know what Tannenbaum means?
Tannenbaum.
It's a Dennebaum. It's a Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
It's I'm thinking in five languages except English. What do you call a pine tree? No, pine cone tree. What do you call it?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree. Christmas tree has an actual name. What kind of tree is the Christmas tree?
Like a pine tree?
I think it is a pine tree. Denbaum, a pine tree.
Blue spruce. You could have a lot.
Does it sound like
blue
spruce? You
could have a pre-lit one from Costco.
Ah, that's the one we have. There you go. That's the Tannenbaum.
I said to Adam, I go, you know, I'm not sure what I agreed to when I'm thinking, is she chairing this whole event next year? I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I agree to? Uh-huh. So I go to the meeting and Andrea is in the meeting too. And I sit next to Andrea and I go, Do you know what we agreed to? Andrea goes, no, I have no idea.
What did you agree to?
Oh my gosh. Just the fundraising part. Just the silent live auction.
Well, that's right up your alley. That's easy.
And I'm like, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot. I'm not in any way, shape or form.
And what kind of programs will this fundraising go to?
To support the museums, just to, you know, all the curation of the museum mm-hmm. and the upkeep and the children's program.
What are the programs?
I don't know.
How are you doing on the fundraising? Way to go, babe. You might want to read up a little.
I went to one meeting, so I have yet to dive into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll promote it.
So I got that on my plate now too. Yeah.
It's, you know, what I was looking for, which I was hoping was on that first episode. It wasn't, because that was December 1st, I think.
Oh, was it?
December 1st. So we were getting ready for Christmas, but you could tell you were lonely. I was hoping that in that first episode, you would say, I don't know anybody.
Could you hear the loneliness in my voice?
And you were like, yeah, I work at the store. Oh, you know, not a lot of people. I do think you talked about meeting Christy there for the first time.
Yeah, that's where I met her. Yeah.
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 So a lot has changed. I think just walking with Jesus, that's why we sound happier.
Yeah.
I really do.
No doubt. I mean, look at all the friends. Somebody calling you?
I don't know. I heard something.
Yeah, I heard something too. After that meeting, then on after the Friday dinner and Saturday, we ended up going over to Susie and John's house. And Susie leads our Bible study. I have to do another Bible study at the local church.
They own the winery that
they
own.
Aracel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They gave us the Malbec that we drank mm-hmm. last week, which mm-hmm. was absolutely it was not last week, because last week was the peppery wine and I didn't really like. And then.
It was okay. It gave me a bit of a headache.
We didn't finish it though. And that's the first time. I mean, we usually finish. Pure,
if Curry and the Keeper don't finish the wine, that's like
issue.
That's like a one star review.
So it was two shows ago that they went to Aracel and then, we had a great time. So anyways,
cheers me again, babe. Oh. Happy 50th. I'm so happy to do this with you. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, I love some champagne.
So Susie invited us over for dinner, and they live in a part of Fredericksburg we didn't even know.
Never
existed.
Been there before. Nope. Yes. Had no idea.
Yeah.
Which is always fun because it's still only, 7 minutes away from our, everything here is 7 minutes
away. It's not far at all.
You know, the car can drive itself, so we can drink all we want.
But I knew it was going to be a great evening. So we walk in and Susie greets us at the door.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, hi. And then all of a sudden her husband comes around the corner.
He's got this huge black rock and roll wig on. Because I think I mentioned that he had a lot of hair.
That was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Nice people.
Yes.
Interesting.
Very nice people.
And
yes.
A lot of stuff that they've done. Mm-hmm. And I particularly liked two things.
Yes.
Well, a lot of things. Dinner was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Loved that. I think Susie got like a whole salmon.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah.
John's... His little house there that he has for himself. Is that what he calls it?
I wouldn't call that a dog house. No, that's a resort.
It's kind of set up upstairs, like we'd imagine.
Upstairs? No, it's in a separate house. What are you talking about upstairs?
There's an upstairs and a downstairs.
Yes, there's a basement. Like I never knew that there could be basements.
I love how you said. The dog house. When you walk in, you actually step up a little bit. You stepped up a little.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of like a smaller version of Daryl's house from Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
Yeah, where he's got, you know, drums kit set up and everything, and he's got cameras. I guess when his buddies come over, they tape it and they put it on YouTube and stuff. And then you go down the stairs and they're
in a basement.
And they have
Texas doesn't usually have basements.
No, actual tasting room.
Yeah, well, he had a walk-in vault to begin with.
Well, but the tasting room is what you see first. No, actually, you would see the vault
first. You go down the stairs in the vault.
Yeah. I'm like, well, here's where the gold is. No, and you walk right in like, hey, where's the gold?
I'm like, let me check this out. Can I go through your stuff?
Like huge, one of those with the wheel on the front, you know, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
I'm like, I need one of those.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I know.
And he had guitars in it.
Yeah.
Which we didn't actually... I guess I didn't even ask to say, show me your guitars.
Yeah.
But I thought it was kind of cool. They had that big red vault door with the wheel on.
Was it red? I can't remember.
Yeah. But then the tasting room right next to it.
Yeah, they had a wine cellar
with the
tasting room.
The table, everything, the temperature
they
was
had a
right.
Tin roof. The roof was, gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous of that. That was cool. That was very cool. But you know what's better than your own tasting room?
Is somebody else's tasting room.
Exactly. John's tasting room. That's better. He can make. And the other thing, I was a little jealous of their rainwater collection system.
Oh, I know.
Because, you know, we're running out of water here in Hill Country.
I know.
And that would not be a crazy thing to have. But it was big. He said he had for 2 years of water or some crazy amount in there.
I don't remember.
What I loved also, too,
was all the hummingbirds that she had around her house.
Yes.
Because she had a lot of hummingbird feeders.
We got to hang your hummingbird feeder.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why you keep one of the reasons you rolled your eyes at me because you're like, you go, so Andrea bought me this hummingbird feeder for my birthday.
Yes.
And Adam goes, I got the perfect thing. I got a hook.
I had a hook which can do 30 pounds.
So he brings out a picture hook that you put on the wall.
Yeah, but you can use it for the same purpose.
No, yes, you can.
Watch my eyes. This is why I roll my eyes because you can use, you just put a wire on it. That's the same thing as a picture. The picture has a wire on it.
How are you going to put the hook on? It goes on a flat wall.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want the hummingbird. Okay. You don't want the.
No, but we're going to hang it from a wire. You hang the hummingbird feeder from a wire.
I think we need a regular hook.
I think we need Mike. Mike has to do it now. I'm worried now. I can't do it. A regular hook. Okay, when I get the propane, I'll get the hook.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. I was going to do it today. I had a rough day.
I know. Yeah. But you also rolled your eyes at me when I was talking about the fountain app because I was having problems with it. Because the fountain app is eating up all my data storage on my phone.
Okay. Well, so,
and I'm like, what is this? And you roll your eyes at me like, oh.
Okay.
Yes. I got it in my notes right here.
I'm sorry you took that as an eye roll towards you. It was an eye roll towards the concept of the app eating up your data.
It's eating up a third of my data, data storage.
You know what's eating up your data storage? Your pictures. Okay. That's what's eating up your data storage. It's your pictures. It's your pictures, and all your messages with pictures. And I said I would reach out to Oscar and find out why. When we deleted it all, it should have cleared up.
The eye rolling, it's got to stop.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not. And you're right. I don't like it when I do that.
Well, I don't think you're aware of it.
I do because it irks you and now, it's pretty funny.
You're like, she'll talk about it on the show.
2 minutes, 3 minutes of content if I roll my eyes.
Yeah.
I'll fix that.
And then we're going to get a regular hook for the hummingbird.
We're going to get a regular hook
for the hummingbird.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to get propane.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I made everything else off from my list.
Okay.
All the other things on my list. I think I completed everything on my list.
You know, you had a rough day today. Do tell.
4 hours in the chair with Zach, with Hollywood. Yeah, 4 hours. We're almost there, people. Soon you will never hear me talk about it again. You'll only see me smiling. Ding, well, ding, ding in pictures.
That's for sure. That's
better. It's better. Yeah. So this was, we're getting ready for the real deal. So he had to take everything out, to unscrew everything.
So you had no teeth in your mouth.
No teeth, just, and hardware.
Oh.
And he put all the colored hardware in. And then he had the 4 canines. Those are going to be crowns. Mm-hmm. 'Cause my canines are pretty much the only thing that's good in my mouth are the canines. So he had to, if you've ever had a crown done, he basically has to...
Oh, I have 3 crowns.
So 4 in one day, basically. Oh. But here's what was really, and it was 8 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, hey, man. And I came and Helga was there. Helga is from Hungary.
Yes.
And, but she's been here for a long time. But she knows what she's doing. She
did my teeth whitening.
Well, she can go do much more than the teeth whitening. Mm-hmm. She knows what she's doing. And so I'm always chatting with her. I said, well, how long are we here? And she says, oh, at least 3 hours. I'm like, what? And then Hollywood comes in. Don't scare him. Don't tell him that. So it was 3 hours. Turns out it was 4.
Oh, I know. Because I kept texting you. I'm like, where are you?
I was completely flat. And now the way they have it set up in their office, you have a screen above you.
Yes.
And he has Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And my mouth is open for 4 hours.
Yeah,
you got the block, you get the rubber block in there, but still.
Yeah.
And I also want to hear a little bit what he's talking about. He was working hard. I mean, 4 hours.
Was he sweating?
No, he wasn't, but I was stanky. I'm sure because I'm sure my mouth just hawking, didn't have anything to eat.
Fire coming out of it.
How are you doing? That's why they wear masks. Like, dude, that's the guy stings out of his pie hole. So Helga says, what do you want to watch? And now they have wireless headphones too. So you can even listen along. And so I said, I'll tell you what, put on the car show that Tina won't let me watch at home. It was really a cool experience because they're working on these hot rods and they're screwing stuff in while Zach is literally screwing stuff into my mouth. It was kind of a cool experience. So I could see him doing piston rings and trying to pull out spark plugs that had broken off inside the cylinder head. And I'm like, that's exactly what's going on in my mouth
right now.
That's
so funny because every time you try to turn it on at home, I go, no.
I think you roll your eyes actually when you do that.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay, so did that make it a little more comfortable then?
Yeah, it was very physical. Very physical, because he's got to pull stuff out and put it back in. And then anyway, when we come back on the 30th of August, there will be a set of temporaries ready for me. These will be the ones that will be exactly like the real deal.
The color and everything?
Yeah. So texture, color, aesthetics, and that's what we'll work on if we need to change anything, for slicing or anything like that, or anything we don't like, i.e. you, and anything you think is no good.
Yeah, because your fangs, you got vampire fangs.
Yeah.
Now, let me see.
Well, that's because they're a different color.
Well, they're a different color. They're vampire, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. You know how to make a guy feel good, don't you? These are very temporary pieces of crap. They're not. Yes. They're not. This is janky. It looks like a hot rod that was built in a junkyard. We got this thing off of an old Cutlass. Okay. And so I keep those in for a week. And if we're happy, then the finals get ordered. But from now, it should just be screwing in, taking stuff out. There should be no more real pain.
So just a week after you get those.
Or whenever, you know, it's like if we want to test it on every show I do or whatever, okay. You know, yeah. So I do have a little, just it's sore.
Yeah.
Because
you
know, it's just very physical.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And so when you go in to get your teeth cleaned, are they going to unscrew them and take them out?
No. The idea is it's interesting. No, the idea is they stay in for good.
And they're permanent.
They won't
need for them to ever remove them, but they can if they have to.
Yeah. Because they'll just, so, you know, they'll put them in.
Like if you want a gold tooth all of a sudden.
Can do that, but okay. Then they'll have to drill the hole open again because the hole will be sealed off. It won't just be some putty or anything.
Yeah, because they can't have that open. Yeah.
Right.
How do they seal that with joint compound?
Chewing gum.
Cement, like a special cement,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, special cement.
You're almost there.
I know. And thank you all so much for your prayers and being for so nice and for putting up with my complaining.
Yeah.
It has been, as this is my profession, this has been a tough one.
Yeah.
But I always, whenever I pray, about my mouth and what's going on, I always pray to God. I said, okay, I know that Hollywood and Maverick, they're building a cage around this tongue for very good reason, so that it can't just get loose and destroy things. It has to function as the true rudder of destiny.
There you go.
So it's a protective cage that is being built, and I appreciate that.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. Well, we're almost there.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, well, and you know, it's done a lot of good for me.
Yeah.
It's very, very healthy.
Yeah.
I'm a very healthy man.
Yes.
Of course, I didn't work out today. That I could not bring myself to do
that. And you didn't work out on Monday either.
I did. Hello.
Monday?
Yeah, sure did. Mm-hmm. You even told me to hurry up.
No, that was Wednesday.
What is today?
Today. Oh, wait. Oh,
today is Wednesday. Want some more champagne?
Yeah. I'm all turned around.
Today is Wednesday.
I am all turned around.
Anyway, that was my entire week. I don't know what else I have on my notes other than you're beautiful. I love you. You're the bestest.
Oh, I love you too. I'm very proud of you, baby. Mm-hmm. I really am. Mm-hmm. I really, really am. So I teased in the newsletter that.
Yes, you're ashamed. You're downtrodden.
I learned a hard lesson. I just want to share it with everybody because hopefully they can learn from my big mistake.
And I can say that you were really, I was very affected by this,
but it really showed me going through this, how much my relationship with God has really, deepened. So this is I'm not going to really connect who this person is, but on Instagram, people send me funny things all the time and I send funny things all the time and I just like sending, you know, it's just humor. And I came across this one video and it was a parody of trans everything. It was trans. It was just a ridiculous video. And so I thought it was funny and
I think you need to just, it was a guy and
he was making fun of the whole movement.
Really the whole thing, everything.
Everything. Yeah, yeah.
Everything about it. But personally, I wouldn't have said that to my friends, but you know, I'm just saying.
Well, but you don't know the kind of relationship I have with people and what we send back and forth. Yes. Anyway, so of course I sent it to a bunch of people and, I actually sent it to somebody that I don't really know that well. And I'm not sure there's a lesson in everything. And I sent it to her and I unknowingly, like I did not know that I selected her name. And I got a message back from her where she told me that her husband is transgender and that it didn't start out that way when they got married and that she struggles with it every day and that she has lost friends from cruelty and how she's moved away from religion. And I read this and I had to read it again. And I felt awful, awful. Like my means to just find something funny and to make people laugh. And I was careless and I sent it off. And it goes back to what Pastor Jimmy said on this last week's Living Up in a Down World, where he talks about how words are so powerful and how what we say about others matter, you know, that we need to watch what we say. And I felt so terrible because I am not a mean person. I'm not. And so the first thing I did is I repented to God. That's the first thing I did is I sought him out. And I emailed her, I messaged her, and I said, I am so sorry I offended you. That was not my intention. I don't remember. I don't think I said that, but I said, I'm asking for your forgiveness and I want you to know I take this seriously and I'm going to repent to God for this. Because I felt terrible and I still feel terrible about it. But the thing that I learned as I'm doing my Bible study every day, there was one lesson. And Tara Lee Cobble, who narrates it, says, you know, there's the essence of your relationship with God is when you, because he knows everything that we do already. He knows. And if your first reaction is, oh, you know, oh no, I'm going to hide. God's going to be angry with me. Or is the first reaction is, God, I messed up. Please help me. And to me, that was my first reaction was, you know what, God, I messed up. I really messed up. Yeah. And I am really sorry. And the only positive thing about that was it showed me how much I've worked on my relationship with God and how I put him first when I really messed up.
Yeah.
So that was a really hard thing for me. And again, like
I saw you go through it.
Yes. And again, it ties back to living up in a down world about how Pastor Jimmy was saying that, you know, one of the ways we leak out is through our words. It's through the things we say. It's through the things we type behind a keyboard, the things we text. And that just hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten a response from her. And, you know, that's fine. That's fine. So yeah, that was a huge, huge lesson for me. Huge. Yeah. So it's made me, you know, obviously stop and think about what comes out of my mouth and what I do. But also, like I said, the shining moment for me was how I ran to God. That was the first thing I did. The first thing I did. So anyway.
Yeah, it's hard.
That was hard for me.
You know, I know what you mean. I mean, I've said things in my...
It was a lesson for you,
40-year radio career where you say things and then people actually listen and hear it and it comes across bad, or sometimes just the enemy makes you say something or do something.
Yeah.
It just goes too far.
But I think it was all a part of the plan, because I don't necessarily correspond with her that way ever. I don't have that kind of relationship. And I think I accidentally hit it and sent it off to her.
Yeah. No, and I think there's no coincidences in the kingdom, baby.
And I think it was all a part of the plan, you know, for me to understand the impact of an action like that. And also, for me to really see where my relationship is with God. And I mean, everything happens
on this particular issue, not speaking for myself for a moment. I'm extremely careful because we discussed this particular topic on No Agenda, and I'm very cognizant to, there's a system that I go after. And even though, of course, I understand the joke, I saw it. I was like, oh, okay, that's funny. I mean, I don't like memes at all. I'm not a meme guy. It's, you know, you got to be careful because, and you know, we have all kinds of people who listen to my show.
Yeah.
And I never would want to make someone feel uncomfortable about themselves personally or their situation.
Yeah.
But about the system, you know, the system, this, you know, there's all kinds of people. Everyone has weird stuff.
You know,
your husband has Tourette's. You know, people may be like, look at that guy. What's wrong with him?
You know, and when she said that, you know, she's lost a lot of friendships because of cruelty and she's moved away from religion. And my only hope is that this is a nudge for her that, you know, maybe she will seek God to kind of help her with her struggle. I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah. So that was not a shining moment in Tina Curry's life, but a lesson certainly learned. So
anyway. I wish I could say something wise like Pastor Jimmy would say right now, but I'm not qualified.
Yeah.
But I know he's yelling at his iPhone right now.
Yeah.
He said,
but I wanted to share it because I hope that some people learn from my mistakes and how words.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
That's, words hurt, you know?
Well, words matter and words. But thanks for sharing that because that was not easy for you.
Yeah.
All right. Now you bunned everybody out. You got anything happy to say? Jeez. Hello, everybody.
In the evening.
Yay. Happy 50th.
Sorry.
Well, let's talk about our last Christ-centered marriage.
Yeah.
Which was actually also kind of sad because we've done seven weeks with this group of people.
Yeah.
And this was the last one. Yeah. And it was actually a really good one. It's kind of wrap up of all the things we've learned and all things we've discussed. And, you know, hey, guess what? Now that you've come even close, and I think it is, our marriage was fine.
Oh.
Capital F, fine. No, but we didn't go in it for, oh, we have these things we need to work on, but we transformed out of it.
We went into it like, where's this going to take us?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think that it has improved our communication, our relationship, everything, the way we communicate. We're not, there's no knee jerk reaction thing. Okay. Some eye rolling, but you know, it's working. Yeah, it's like, I have Tourette's. It's a part of my Tourette's.
Before you go any further, I want to read something that I got. Because I want you to hear this. And I told, this is a woman named Sarah, and Sarah was the one who told us about evidence demands a verdict long time ago.
Is she the one?
Yes, she's the one.
And okay, so thank you, Sarah.
We DM'd a little bit back and forth, and she said, she goes, have been loving the CNTK episodes of late. I binge listened to the last five, and I have to tell you, listening to them all back to back, you can hear the change in you and Adam through the marriage group. Like, it's noticeable, all caps. I got back to maybe 45 or 44 and was just like, whoa. Just really? In how you are all relating and talking to one another. To be clear, it was never bad or anything like that. There was just a transformation. I can hear it.
She should go listen to episode one.
I know. Don't listen to episode seven.
Well, it's good up until I start cussing. Yeah.
and making disparaging comments.
Yeah, worse.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, it has. It has definitely changed.
And this started right off with, okay, now that you're getting it together and you're faithing it. I love this term, by the way.
Faithing it.
Faith it till you make it.
Yeah.
You know, we're faithing it. The enemy's going to try and, because this is everywhere in scripture.
Yeah.
The closer you are to God, the more you're in tune with him, the more the enemy's going to try and push you away and drive you away and trick you. And that was really good. I'm like, yeah, this is exactly what you want as you're finishing this up. It's like, be careful now, because be on the lookout, because it's going to creep in. He's going to try and get you.
Like, you know, the eye rolling, yes.
For the thief comes in to steal and to kill. I wish I knew the exact scripture, but that's exactly the eye rollers. No, I told you I have Tourette's. That's something else.
It's not in your eyes.
Oh, by the way.
Oh.
He jacked me up so much with lidocaine that my eye went numb. I'm like, dude, I can feel my eye going numb. He says, can you blink? I'm like, yeah. He says, I've never heard of this before. I'm like, well, why'd you ask me to blink? I said, just make sure you weren't going blind. It's like, what? It went into my eye. It was so much that he put in there, went into my eye. Anyway. But yeah, that was such a good reminder to be on the lookout for that, because it's so true. You know, the closer you come, the more he tries to break you away.
And I like the example when they said, you know, like when your wife tries on a new outfit, be gentle with, if you don't like it, be gentle with your words. Like, turn around and say, that's a really nice color. And Adam and I looked at each other and we go, oh no.
No.
When I come out with something, Adam will look at me and he'll go, take that off.
Take that off right away.
But, and I appreciate that.
But we have a different relationship when it comes to the clothes.
Yeah.
You trust my opinion on that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate you. Yes. And we're pretty much on the same wavelength.
Oh yeah.
And then we ended up talking about sex. That was the last module. And Brenna had a hard time. She's like, I can't talk about this. Yeah. I'm a prude. So I'm going to let Paul do it. And he did a really nice job. He really, really did a nice job. And Brenna goes,
Sexual intimacy, I think we call that.
Sexual intimacy. Yes. And then Brenna goes, for women, foreplay does not start in the bedroom. It starts way before the bedroom. And I go, yeah, it starts when Adam empties the dishwasher every morning.
And I'm like, hey, I need some cashing in here. I've been doing this for weeks.
I thought that was funny. It was funny how she was just so... She was so shy about that.
The whole thing was great, though.
Yeah.
I can highly recommend it.
And I did send it to Sarah on Instagram. She was very interested in it, and I gave her Bill's information.
Yeah,
her husband's a pastor.
Yeah, what is Bill's
Christ in Ministries? Christ in Living
is.
In Christ in Ministries. I don't have the book.
What's
in front
Bill's
of me.
Last name?
Loveless.
Loveless.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put it in the show notes.
Before they started the last workshop, though, they talked about how their dogs had a battle with a porcupine.
Christ is Life Ministries. Christ That's what life. It is. Oh my! Both of their dogs had
And that the dog had the quills in its mouth and all over its face, and cost them $1,600 to get the quills out.
Yeah. How does your dog get in a fight?
I don't
with a
know.
Porcupine?
I don't know. So, but yes, the marriage work. So we're gonna continue. You and I.
We are?
Yes.
What are we doing?
You have an assignment. I told you to pick another one.
I got it.
What are we doing?
This is a plan on the YouVersion Bible app.
All right.
There's a couple of them. I haven't decided. There's a couple I want to show you. You know, I have a couple, but you know, pre-selected. It's basically a daily plan.
Yeah.
And you know, I like those. Do you do daily plan? No, you have you're doing your whole thing right now, right?
Yeah.
I like it because, it reminds you, and it's like a 5-day plan. You can do a 30-day plan. So we just want to kind of got to see what you have time for more than anything, because, you know, you're still going through the whole Bible from beginning to end for just the second time now, or what are you doing?
This is the first time I'm going through the Old Testament. Starting in October, I'll start the New Testament again. So,
okay.
It's all very interesting.
Do you still like that, doing it that way?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
I was saying to Annette, it's like I need to paint the whole canvas and then I can go in and put in the detail.
I love, you know a lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, I know individual scripture things, but
it's hard.
Yeah. But you know a lot of names too.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if there was a test of who came from who, who's whose son, you would win.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We got a fantastic, we got the pronunciation guide from,
Steve Webb.
Thank you, Steve.
Easy Bible names.
Ecclesiastes. Thank you. Got it.
But you keep saying ecclesiastical. People are now quoting you ecclesiastical.
You know who came up with that? TJ the Wrathful.
Oh, did he?
That was, I think he sent that to me in an email and that stuck in my head.
And we also got the Zondervan Illustrated Bible Dictionary.
This is a beautiful thing.
And it was in the evening. I hope this helps with your path to follow Christ. I got this to help as we homeschool Bible study, and thought you might get some use from it too. God bless, from Jesse A. Anderson.
Oh, thank you, Jesse.
Yes. And I was looking at it today.
This is a beautiful book. This is a hardcover, it's like dictionary.
I know. I just,
what's it called again?
The Zondervan Illustrated Bible Dictionary.
I love it.
And I just finished Isaiah. So I was in there looking at Hezekiah. I was like, let me find out more about Hezekiah.
And you can look in Steve Webb's book to see how to pronounce Hezekiah. Yes. We are so set, man.
I know.
We
are good. We are good to go. Yeah. So vacation is coming up.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm also nervous.
You nervous about?
Well, first of all, I'm always nervous.
You can't say that, because then now I'm going to be nervous.
Okay. I'm not nervous about anything. I was just for the show, man. Nanu, show business.
Oh, no.
Got to fill 5 minutes.
What are you
minutes.
Nervous about?
No, I just, Phoebe's going to be with Cassandra. Oh. I hope she's okay.
She needs a refresher course.
Yeah, she does.
Yes. She's not listening to us.
Yeah.
She's looking at us like, until you pull out the mechanism that zaps her. The collar isn't even on her.
You don't have to put the collar on. Just show her the yellow thing.
Dogs must be able to see color, because when you show that to her.
And I always thought they were colorblind.
I don't know. That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
But she sees that thing and she listens right away.
All right, what do you want me to do?
Like,
I'm good. She's very good though with certain the things that are important that she has to do, like the Monday routine with the cleaners and everything. She's really good.
Yeah.
She's very good at that. And,
And Annette walked in today and she was like, even bark.
No, but Annette is now family.
Yeah.
I was like, Roof, hey, you. Where were you at?
Annette is still apprehensive around her though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. She almost got her hand bit off. So
I mean, that was, a year ago.
But almost a year ago. But she loves Pastor Jimmy. So, but she does need a refresher course. Anyway, so what are you a little worried about? Did you just kiss your mic?
No, I pushed it forward.
Is that what you push it with your mouth?
Yes.
Like that?
If you're a freaky DJ and you've been around a while, you're too lazy to put your hands up.
You ever clean your mic?
Yeah, I like this.
Oh. You're gross.
That's kind of salty.
He just licked his mic. That's from years of garbage spit on it.
It probably is. That's Let me look at it. That is crusty.
Mm, okay.
I was looking at it closely the other day. I was like, it was kind of gross. You know what? What's in there?
It's you were what? You were looking. Were you looking in my mic?
I was looking at your mic the other day. I was like, oh, there's some food. You did not.
There is no food in my mic.
There was food in it.
That's disgusting. No, anyway. I need to pray on it. I just pray for God to keep all the flights going.
Oh.
That's all I want. That's it. Everything else is in control. I don't control the airlines and how they function. That's all.
Yeah.
That's just the one thing. That's always bothered me. You know that.
Yeah.
It's like, I wish I could control that.
I'm glad I'm going to be sleeping on the way to Amsterdam because I don't want to think about going over the water.
What?
Yeah. That's my worst nightmare is the plane crashing only for me to survive and then I drown.
We're not going to drown. And first of all, the plane's not going to crash. It'll glide.
Oh. On top of the water. No, and then we got to get in boats.
No, the whole.
Rubber boats.
No, the whole idea is that you can land. They fly near enough to land all the time. So you can coast down and land.
Okay.
Not to worry.
But everything's set. I mean, all T's are crossed, I's are dotted. Ah,
man, it's going to be a fantastic trip.
Yes.
This is going to be a nice trip.
Yeah,
man.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, we're going to see some cool stuff in Barcelona. Yeah, besides seeing all the people who are old and dying. Yeah,
we called it the death tour.
Death tour 2023. Death tour. Hey, old people, we don't know when we're going to be back. Don't die, you know.
Just stay alive till we get there.
Which is interesting. I got a call from 82-year-old Willem van Koten.
Yes.
Who is a legend. He was on the original pirate ships. He started the original Top 40 in the Netherlands. He then became a huge record. Golden Earring, his band. Yeah. You know, like... Shocking Blue, I'm your Venus.
Wow.
He owned all the publishing to that for years. Oh, he made so much money off of Gillette.
Uh-huh.
With, you know, they had the Venus razor and they had to use the song.
Right.
Oh yeah. So but he also owned 5% of Waste Management Inc.
Yeah.
You know.
And he said when you talked to me, he said he sold everything.
He
right?
sold everything. He
so
you know,
it's operation spend down.
He lives on his wife died during COVID.
Yeah, but he's got a young chick.
He's got like a 65-year-old hottie. he's living on his golf course in Portugal. And he's a legend. Adam, how you doing? I said, Willem? I said, yeah, Curry, you sold me 16, 17 years ago. You told me podcasting was going to be, you were right again. We're right. Anyway, so this is one of those guys.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, friend of mine, he asked if you could do a call in for MTV's 42nd birthday on August 1st for the Dutch radio. I figured I'd just call you.
42nd birthday?
42 years old. Yeah. Oh, August 1st, 1981.
Mm-hmm. I remember it. I was at the cable station. I remember it. You weren't on it yet.
No, I wasn't.
Was
no.
Mark Goodman? Was Mark Goodman?
Mark Goodman. Yeah. With his curly, afro.
His curly fro. Curly.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. I remember doing drugs and just watching MTV. This was when I was young and dumb.
I remember doing drugs on MTV.
No.
Okay. Okay. All righty then. How about that? How cool is that?
I know, but by the time you were on, you were 87?
87. Yeah, 87. Mm-hmm. 86, 87.
Oh, I was getting ready to embark on my singlehood.
Yeah.
My bachelorette hood in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think.
I know. Look at how we were brought together.
I mean, how crazy is that?
It's nuts.
I mean, that's quite the journey.
I know.
A lot had to happen.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. So anyway.
I had to break a lot of hearts to get to yours.
I know. Well, I know you went on the international breakup tour.
That's right.
Didn't we talk
worldwide,
about this?
Global tour.
Yeah. Well,
you've told many people. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but yeah.
Anyway,
so that was kind of interesting to do that, you know, talk up. Usually they all want to talk to me about that. This year it was only and usually I say no, like, no, I don't want to talk about that. But because it came through Willem, I said, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And Monday, legendary phone call I'll be making. You know, Brian Kilmeade, who keeps asking me back on his radio show.
You've been on twice.
Well,
they're looking for filler now.
It's like, it's summer.
I like the way you paint that. They keep asking me back. It's the middle of dog days of summer. Nobody's around. Hey, call Adam.
Wow, man. I don't see anyone calling you. Hey, call the keeper. No, I don't hear that. Where's the phone ringing?
I got my peeps that text me.
Well, so he called me and said, can you come on the show? He says, because Kennedy's filling in because Brian's on vacation. I'm like, yes, I can't wait to talk to Kennedy. That should be fun. I'm looking because, you know, I haven't talked to her since she...
Gosh, I wonder if she knows what you're doing.
She knows what I'm doing. Since she crashed into my wave runner and tried to...
Yeah, you were injured.
I was injured. Yeah. I don't know if she knows how severely I was injured, but really also how I didn't like her. I'm like, what is this thing?
I hope you don't say that to her.
Well, I would not say it like that, but she was brought in as the conservative VJ, and I was just new in America. I didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah.
Or libertarian. I'm like, what? And she was weird.
Oh.
I'm sure she thought I was equally weird.
Yeah. She thought, look at that soy boy.
Possibly. And what's up with the hair, dude?
Yeah, I'm like, sure. How much hairspray you got in that?
No, but I am very happy. She's had quite a cool
Monday.
Career. That's Monday.
Nice.
Yeah, that should be fun. Yeah.
So good, babe. Oh, you've been busy.
Goodness, yes.
Shall we thank a few people?
I'd love to thank a few people. We got a lot to thank, actually.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
Because they are soaking corks all over the world.
We got to hear from these Cork Soakers now.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
This is, as all the productions we do, a value for value podcast. All we ask is that if you get any kind of value from the show, anything at all, you laughed, you learned something, well, maybe you got mad. If that might, it could be valuable too.
Yeah.
Just return it in some way. Time, talent, treasure. Give us some examples, Tina.
Oh, Craig. Craig Weinberg.
There you go.
He created the 50th episode artwork today. He sent it off yesterday.
Yes.
We so appreciate you,
Craig. I love that you were like, oh, you know, I don't want to do for episode 50 and I don't want to really ask. You know, I'm going to start making something in Canva. I mean, you're ChatGPT?
I don't. I had a couple things in Canva that I created.
Some, yeah, you had some.
Yes, not of the caliber of Craig Weinberg.
No,
and Craig
no. He came through, man.
Usually he sends me the whole month's artwork. But, you know, Craig's got a job. You know, this is, you know,
no,
sharing his talent.
That's
I appreciate
why it's
it.
Incredibly appreciated.
He's way better at it than I am. So, but anyway, he created today's art. He's created all the art for the last couple months. So.
That's such a great way to send value back.
And he said he thinks they need to come out and do another photo shoot. And I'm like, what? Game on.
Really?
Come on out.
He wants to come out again?
He said something like that. Yeah, yeah. Well, because you're your new choppers.
When I have the new choppers.
Yeah, and I go, I'm going to have to Photoshop all of our old photos now.
Yes, Craig, all your photos are outdated, man. They're no good. People will know. Oh,
no. You had your fake choppers in. I'm talking about the old photos pre-new choppers.
Yeah, but even the new choppers will be better than the fake. The new fake choppers.
Because they'll be cubic zirconias.
Yes, that's right.
They're going to be sparkling.
Oh, very sparkly.
Oh, mm-hmm. You're going to be hard to like...
A2s.
Stay away from. Mm-hmm. A2s. Yeah. B1 here.
I said to Helga, what is this color here? She says, that looks like a C5.
You got a little bit of multicolor going on in your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
They were like, this is temporary. Just throw whatever together.
Pretty much. Well, this is different material because you have to drill into it the whole time. And so there's reasons for
it. I'm glad they're
it.
Fixing the vampire teeth. Oh,
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they... Oh.
Let me drink your blood.
Anytime, babe.
We have one executive and one associate executive producer today. Yes, we do. And we kick it off with $100, part of the treasure, part of the time, talent, and treasure from Stephen and Heidi Page. Oh,
Stephen has been so generous.
Very. And I think
I'm not kidding.
He always signs Stephen and Heidi, so I'm just going to presume that it's from Stephen and Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
And did we have a note? I think I had, I got a note here. Hi, Adam and Tina. Hope today finds you well. It's a show day. You know you're busy. Is this the one?
Yes.
So being offended. Oh.
Yes.
Is a petty grievance in AA we call resentment. Alcoholics Anonymous. Gotcha. Tina, as far as an interview with Cricket Girl chat.
Remember the letter from the woman with the wine that donated that he bought the wine from?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Report like you do with Annette and Jimmy, not a recorded conversation.
Yes.
What does that mean? Because this is code to me.
Not an interview, but just to, you
just
know.
A chat. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Adam, girl chat. That was a mix of, this is about his kratom, yes, that he sent me. That was impossible to open. A mix of gaffer tape and shrink wrap. Probably should have bagged it up on the second layer, then shrink wrapped. Yeah, whatever. He said he didn't share the label publicly because he wanted to be a surprise, which it was.
Yes.
It was indeed. He said he liked the haughty look, like the Dos Equis guy.
Yes.
Adam Curry is Tina Curry's keeper reserve. Aww. Yes. Back to stacking dirt, love and light, Heidi, Stephen and Heidi. P.S. Heidi just made her 12 years sober. Oh,
congratulations, Heidi.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Stephen. You are so kind to me and
Adam. Extremely kind. And yes, you both are the executive producers for episode number 50.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, this is, we should have hyped that up a little more. You know, it's like, yeah, you really want to be an executive producer on this show, as is Renee. Do we mention Renee's last name? Or do we just say Renee?
Renee?
Yeah, Renee. I have Renee here. Renee Schnebelin. Schnebelin.
Schnebelin.
$50.
Yes. Wow. I don't have a note from Renee.
I don't have a
note
from Renee either. Yeah. And wouldn't she? I thought you told me that she had sent something.
No, no. You know who sent a note was from the,
Peggy
Brett,
sent a note.
No,
I'm sure.
Brett Shivers, who donated last time, he sent his note. So we gotta read that.
Well, let's read that right now. Do you have
But
it
anyway,
there?
Thank you, Renee. Thank you so much.
Do you want to read
it? Yes.
Yeah, Brett said this, and he donated on the last show, right? Yeah.
Yes, he did. Message from Lost Artist via your Boostergram Ball pod page contact form.
It works.
Adam and Tina, I failed to send a note for my monthly donation, so I couldn't figure out where to send it. Luckily, I was able to get Adam to send me the correct info. I am 1 year retired from the U.S. Army and have embraced being a stay-at-home dad, nice, and I am learning to be a homeschool parent and feel pretty smart for a fifth, sixth grader.
That's bless great. You, man. Bless you.
Your podcast has been a great companion as I remodel parts of my house. And although I don't drink wine, enjoy your description of the flavors. I am an avid bourbon drinker and would love to hear a bourbon edition show with some great bourbons.
But we have one.
We should do that.
But we have a couple now.
And what is the one that Susie likes? Elijah Craig, is it? Is that a bourbon? She likes bourbon.
Yes, she gets from Costco. That's all I know.
Yeah,
we'll have to ask her about it.
Please know that your faith journey is inspiring to listen to, and having discovered Christ in my life in 2008 after a near miss while flying Apaches over Baghdad.
Whoa.
I know. I relate to much of what you are discovering. The best part of knowing Christ is that it's eternal and he'll always be a part of your life. Keep up the fantastic work with the podcast, and I look forward to hearing about your adventures. Brett Shivers, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Thank you, man. And Rotary guy. I love that. I'd love to hear more. He flew Apaches. I mean, that's
is that
helicopter.
Is that what you mean by rotaries?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like helicopter talk.
That's
like
pilot talk. Yeah. Yes. When
Alpha
you're a rotary.
Yes.
That's ham radio talk. That's Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie.
Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie.
And my aircraft was November 277 Delta Sierra. Oh. 277 Delta Sierra. No, but rotary guys, we're very special. There's not a lot of helicopter pilots in the world.
Cool.
So it's, I've flown a Chinook. Yeah, that's the one with the two rotors, the big military one.
Yeah, you got so many talents.
That's right. That's right.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you. I love you too, baby. And Craig loves us. Craig and Sarah.
Oh, wait, what?
Yes, who say in the evening.
In the evening!
111,000 Satoshis.
These go to 11.
There you go. Adam and Tina, number 50.
Woo-hoo!
Here's another Spinal Tap top off, which you just gave us. Thank you, brother. Your commitment to putting Jesus at the center of your marriage and lives is truly inspiring. Know that your dedication to sharing your experiences and insights touches the lives of many. Your little podcast experiment serves as a beacon of hope for those seeking to build lasting relationships while deepening their faith. May you continue bringing wisdom, joy, and encouragement to Vineyard Nation. Here's to many more. In the evening, Craig and Sarah.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet.
And
I love that.
Yeah, I do love that.
You know what? And that's really who we are now. I mean, when you were going yesterday somewhere to meet with somebody, and we were really talking through it from a Christ
perspective.
Love that is automatic for us now. I love that.
It's interesting because I think it was Dame Annette who was saying that, you know, that doesn't happen often, that couples come to Christ and stay with it so together. Enthusiastically. So yeah. Together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor Jimmy and Annette have been such
Cheerleaders, mentors, yeah, coaches.
I mean, I when I have a question, I just I go right to her immediately. Yeah. And like I have something to talk about on Friday. I'm like, I'm talking about it. I'm going to ask him about it. So,
You know, so Jimmy and I, we text in the morning.
Not bro stuff.
Like lift you up stuff.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
And
nice.
And he sent me something really beautiful this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't want to share all of it because it's our stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was in the chair. And I said, I'm in the chair, man. Thank you. It's really great. It was for something else, but it was just beautiful. He was thinking of me. And he texted me later and said, we need an agreement. I said, okay. The agreement is that we can text each other at any moment of the day, anything. If you need, within 5 seconds notice, if you need a prayer for something, we have to do that for each other. So he says, you know, you're going to be in the dentist chair. You need to text me and let me know so I can pray for you. And I will do the same to you, which he has done. He said, pray for me for this or that.
Yeah.
But that's
prayed over you before you left.
You sure did. And it helped. Believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me. This helped. I didn't have to do most of my praying while I was getting shot up. I was like,
your eye was like falling out of your eye or out of your socket.
Maverick.
It's like, you needed an eye patch.
Hollywood. On the lidocaine, A+.
Oh, yeah.
A+.
He knows his way around a needle.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
A+.
Yeah.
And speaking, Pastor Jimmy comes with 100,000 Satoshis. Yes, he does. Another great episode. We're talking about number 49. It's truly a variety show extraordinaire, he says.
The reviews are in, I told you.
We are determined to make Sam and Ye status and acquire our hearty sippy cups.
Hearty?
He says hearty.
Oh, hearty. I thought you said harky.
No, hearty. Hearty.
Yes, hearty.
I think Damonette is still a little irked that you just haven't given to her. But, you got to earn them, girl.
More Satoshis, girl.
We are keeping the lid down.
Keep the lid down.
And living up in this down world. Love you both. And of course, my girl, Phoebe.
Aww. Yeah.
And then we have good friend of the show, Peggy Lyden, checking in with $25.
Yes.
Do you have a note from Peggy?
Yes.
No, I'd love to hear from Peggy.
Tina. No, okay. Let me give a little background. We've talked about Peggy many times, but Peggy and I go back 30 years?
Back when you were most eligible bachelorette in Chicago.
Yeah, 1991, top 60 bachelorette in Chicago. Woohoo!
That's right, baby.
Everything downhill since then?
What? Hello?
Oh, no, Mary the Podfather.
Watch this. I roll.
But Peggy, yes. So, you know, our friendship was reignited, and I just adore her. Adore her.
Peggy was my first example of how to pray, how to say grace at dinner.
Yes.
Wow, you're so good at this. You're so good at this.
And you're like, and people, you got compliments in the marriage workshop. They're like, Adam, whoa, you got it down, man.
Well, I kept getting called on. I'm like,
they didn't call on me once. Thank goodness. I'm prayer shy.
And Paul said, yeah, but I really like how good you are, Adam. I want you to do it. I'm like, okay.
No, you just step right up. Peggy says, Tina, I love, all capitals, how transparent you two are. You are doing God's work through your podcast and helping others grow their marriages and get better. Sharing how you are handing over things to Christ. We have to work at our marriages, and you two are modeling that. I love when you share scripture. Ephesians 5, exclamation point. I love hearing Adam talk about surrendering the right to be offended, and you talking about taking yourself out of the equation and how God is helping you release the desire to control. It is such joy to watch you two grow very quickly. I am grateful for our sweet friendship that started back in the early 90s at Boulevard Bank in Chicago. So good. Thank you for your lovely hospitality for Rachel and I. I wish I lived closer to you both as well as Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Now, we're fine if you show up once a year. Not too often, Peggy. Please. Keep the lid down, Peggy.
Peggy. Did she put the lid down?
She does now.
Oh. Finally, I'm working on my whole family to KTLD.
There you go. I'm telling you, man, we've started a revolution.
She said I was trained at your house by Adam. See, you're shaming everybody.
Yep.
Shaming them.
Yep.
Oh, it's so funny.
Well, speaking of because I love that she said that about giving up the right to be offended.
Yes.
But it was really living up in a down world that got us started this week on forgiveness.
Yeah.
And man, they had, what was the pastor's name?
R.T. Kendall.
R.T. Kendall. Mm-hmm. This is why I listen to Living Up in a Down World. You know, it's when they play something and they discuss it and it was about forgiveness. And, you know, this was a big for me this week. And I think for you as well, you know, just from both sides, you know, forgiveness, wanting to be, you know, repenting.
Yes, kind of, I wanted kind the of forgiveness. Flip side, yeah, flip it was side of completely it. Opposite side.
Funny how that all fits together, isn't it?
Crazy?
I love that. And look who comes in with, oh, I should have had it ready to roll, with a Striper boost, which is 77777. Sir Brian with an I.
Sir Brian. You need to calculate your Satoshis because you have to,
must be getting pretty close.
Even though we made you start from zero, even though you gave a million Satoshis back when, calculate your Satoshis. I think you're close.
He's got to be close.
I think you're close.
And he says, if Christy is listening,
oh,
you might want to bring Levi inside because Brian has jokes. Oh yeah, here we go.
Oh God.
What's the cheapest meat you can buy? He really shouldn't be doing this, but deer balls, you get two under a buck. Hey, ba-doom.
Oh, keep your day job, dude.
Oh, my goodness. The 10 o'clock show is different from the 8 o'clock show. He says, be sure to tip your waitress, stay classical, and remember, lids down, bottoms up in the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Thank you, Brian. You should do your own podcast.
You should, Brian.
One of our favorites who does the
comic
chapters.
Blogger.
Not yet. Dreb Scott, who does the chapters for this show. He's in the value block, of course.
So. The man that never stops working.
Well, we call him the Bruce Wayne of podcasting because he boosts everybody's show. We have no idea. His kids may be walking around
in
rags.
He must be the Bruce Wayne. No shoes.
No shoes.
His
I don't know.
No shoes.
Congratulations on 50 episodes. 50,050 sats from Dreb Scott. A wonderful man.
And
by the way, that's part of the cool thing of Value for Value. If you use the Fountain app or Podverse, these are our favorites. You can also use Castomatic. That's actually what Dreb uses. You can use CurioCaster. PodFriend is back and looking. There's a new one called PodFans, which is also cool.
Well, we'll eat up less of my data.
Yeah. I'm going to fix that for you.
Okay.
Jeff Smith?
Because of the music.
Uh-huh. And Dreb Scott because he does the...
chapter art.
And I believe, now that I just said that, let me just make sure. I think Craig also is in there for the art.
He should be.
That's why I'm just, hold on a second. Let me check this.
You're doing administrative work right now
I feel bad now. I want to be able to say.
We owe him about a million Satoshis, you know.
I want to be able to say yes.
We need to give
yes.
him back his 111,000 Satoshis.
Hold on a second. I'm so sure that it's in here. Let me check. Okay. Value block. Yes, he is. Ha!
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, where's our August art?
I'm particular. Now you can start demanding stuff. You're being paid, man.
It could be pennies, but you're being paid.
And then we get 33,444. Another one from Sir Brian with an I.
A second one.
Yes, this one is less raunchy. Tina, I love that you mentioned that Curry and the Keeper is a community. That's how I describe it to people who have never soaked a cork. I've made many wonderful friends through the show, including you both, and people who I enjoy collabing with and hearing their stories. It's a big group of friends hanging out where we are all at the mercy of the Curries. I don't sleep well on Tuesday nights. What are they going to say tomorrow? Boosts are permanent. Love you all. See, that's a good one, Brian. Very good.
That's a good one, Brian. Brian's always like, you know, I am the star of your show. You know I am.
Yes,
I am the star of your show.
Yes, Brian. Then a nice slew of threes, 33,333 from the one and only Sir TJ the Wrathful, who we know from many mixes. And of course, The Doorfuls, a wonderful song, the first song ever played on Booster Grand Ball. And he says, it would seem I forgot to include sats in my boost. Multitasking, doing too much. Ah, here's what I meant to send. Let me see. Did he then?
Where does the word Doorful come in?
Doorful Finn? No, the Doorfuls, that was his group. It's not just TJ.
It's not his last name, is it?
I don't know, but okay. I do have a note. I do have his note.
Okay, I do have something else too. Go ahead.
Does Tina have an unhealthy addiction to cups and mugs and such? because I took my fam to a medieval dinner show. My keeper had my kids scouring the abandoned tables, collecting all the souvenir cups people bought, but had left after the show was over. Anyway, I'm sure.
No.
No. I do. I like collecting mugs from radio shows.
When I actually broke your favorite mug, I heard about it for weeks.
Yeah, you didn't. You could have just said, I'm really sorry. Instead, you said, it's just a mug. Oh.
I did kind of reduce it to just a mug.
You did. Anyways, I'm supporting my lovely keeper's addiction to get her the coveted C&K wine glass for her birthday. So here's getting closer to that goal. And he winds up with a KTLD. Lid down. This is going to be our thing. We need merch with KTLD.
We do.
I'm so happy about this one. 25,000 sats. From Julie Loft's Garden.
Aw, Julie.
My first boost, baby. Woo-hoo! Let's see if this works. Thanks to Adam for helping me get set up. Love you both. I did help her, but
I know. You were on a Zoom call with her.
Yeah, well, anyone.
So everybody, if you need help, Adam, I will schedule a Zoom call with you.
I will help set up your app personally.
Hey, we could do a group meeting.
Hey, yeah, no. In a million years, all those years, I couldn't have dreamt we'd be on this journey together. Tina, our morning Bible reading plan is such a joy and the highlight of my day. Adam, your courage as part of God's army is inspiring. I know TYFYC is tongue-in-cheek on no agenda. Thank you for your courage. Yeah. But seriously, thank you for your courage. Many crowns await you both. Ben and the boys send their best regards too.
Aww. And we love their boys.
We do. We do.
We love their boys.
You can drop them off here once in a while. 5853 from Boober. Keep the lid down boost. Oh, now why would 5853 be a keep the lid down boost? What is the significance we got?
5853.
We'll have to work on that.
You need a keep the lid down now.
Yeah, we have it, of course. Oops, oh boy. It's been overplayed. Thank you for the fun and uplifting talk each week. Well, you're more than welcome. The Balderdash Boys.
Oh.
This is the Whiskey Boys.
Yes.
3333. Glad you guys enjoyed the whiskey. Yeah, we can drink theirs.
Man,
yeah.
We'll be sloshed by the end of the show.
You can really only drink one or maybe two glasses.
Yeah, I'll be sloshed.
Yeah.
You know me,
You
know me, I drink so fast.
Have some more champagne.
Hit me up, man. Yeah.
How are we doing on this? I did mention it was Veuve Clicquot, right?
Yes.
I think I did. Yeah, it's in the show notes.
Yeah, the relationship starter libation.
It's not like the best in the world or anything, but, it's
better than Andre's.
Yes, it's better than Andre's. And we finished it.
We killed it.
Way to go, babe. I'm proud of us. Japanese person.
That's
1500 sats. Adam, do you courtesy flush? This is private.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, I guess you do.
Depends on what I ate the night before.
Hey! All right, enough. I'm glad the champagne is all tapped out. RGBTC with 1,000. We appreciate that. And there, sir, by his grace.
Oh,
and he
David.
Comes in and says, ecclesiastical. So fun to be part of your journey. I was never decanted. Oh, well, what is that all about? Well, wait a minute. How can that be that he wasn't decanted? That doesn't sound right.
He donated to the show.
It didn't sound right, but okay. Also, did you try any of that wine? Yeah, we almost drank it all. We've had multiple bottles.
Yes, we have. The one bottle, though, the cork broke in it. Remember, we couldn't
still drank it, didn't we?
I don't think so. We couldn't get the cork out.
Because the cork also got all nasty. But
we've had it. Thank you, David.
Oh, thank you. I thought we mentioned it.
Wine does not go to waste here.
Let me see. Borsen Gelaber. Amazing entertainment, guys. Once I start the episode, it's very hard to make a pause. You just bring across those positive vibes with all those little stories. And I love the little jingles. Excellent podcasting.
Thank you.
Now, I skipped one. I'm not sure how I did that. I was so excited about Sir TJ the Wrathful coming in. I missed the 33,015.
From
Comic Strip Blogger. Yes, we'll keep that as the delimiter, the last one.
He's loyal. Right, he is loyal.
And
I so appreciate that.
He is a huge podcasting 2.0 promoter, and he's been in my life longer than you have. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm on top of the list. So it's okay.
But then he says, how do you love birds, Tina and Adam? Pack your bags and open your hearts, American friends. The European Union invites you to a land where culture, history, and a love for mouth-watering cuisine and exquisite alcohol combine in perfect harmony. Sip on fine wines, robust beers, and unique spirits as you explore our beautiful landscapes with ease, thanks to our unified euro currency.
What?
Savor the rich flavors of our dishes, each crafted with love. EU, uncorking unity with a grape time. Yo, yeah. CSB. He's excited we're coming out. We're doing a European vacation. He's a big European Union guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to eat...
dog food?
No. You going to eat those brain balls?
Bitterballer.
The bitterballer? The brain balls.
I might have to have some brain balls. Yes. Yeah, I just might have.
So Adam likes these deep fried...
All of Holland likes them.
Okay.
They're like croquette balls.
You open them up and there's gray meat or gray like pudding inside of it. It's pudding. Gray pudding.
Gray pudding. It's a croquette. And you put mustard on the outside and you yum, yum.
It's gray pudding. Like it's not gelatin pudding. It's meat not pudding. Sort of product. It is. That's disgusting.
It's called a bitter ball. A bitter ball.
All I want is a toasty hamkas.
Well, we're having dinner with my sister, Tiffany, and Guido and Julius.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's coming.
Okay.
And she selected a very nice restaurant.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Okay. Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
Oh,
but
good.
I will pre-order some bitterballer for you.
Oh, no bitterballer for me.
The ones the best that come from the wall.
No lecker.
From the little windows on the wall.
So in Amsterdam, they have the cafeteria on the street with the different boxes of food.
With windows. Just little, yes, little
so you
windows.
You get to look at them and you get to look at the bitterballers with the gray matter inside of its shell.
You put your little coins in and you open the window.
The cheese shops, though, are pretty amazing, though. They have huge
wheels
of Gouda outside. Cheese.
Yep.
Like you can just, oh man, you can.
You might actually like, not this trip, but one day we'll go on the Gouda. It's a town, Gouda.
Oh, should I do? Oh, okay.
And there they make cheese and candles. The Gouda candles are perhaps even as famous as the cheese.
Is that how you're supposed to pronounce it?
Gouda? Gouda.
Not Gouda?
No. Gouda. Say it with me now.
Gouda.
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 Very good.
Yes. And then what are the little pancakes called?
Poffertjes.
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 Yeah. You like the poffertjes? They won't have poffertjes. That's only wintertime.
Oh.
But they will have...
The herring?
The herring.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite herring.
You put those fish tails in your mouth.
No, you hold it by the tail, and then you slather it through the onions, and then you tilt your head back.
It's so attractive.
It just slips
between
right
the
off.
The brain balls and the dead fish. I'm all over you.
Mm-hmm. I got a Tic Tac. Don't worry. It's
thank
all good.
Goodness. Thank
Baby,
goodness.
What else you got on your list there? Oh, my goodness. We've been yapping along here.
I wanted to tell you we have another new paid subscriber through Substack. This is why I asked you what TJ's last name was. It's Cheryl Dorfel.
That may be interesting.
Is that his keeper?
I hope so. I hope he has a keeper. I don't know.
It says wife, mother. Oh. Wife, mother, grandmother. No, it's probably, maybe it's his mom.
Who knows how old TJ is? We don't know. I mean, you don't know. I mean, you're presuming he's like some 30-year-old guy.
Well, his wife's collecting cups. Anyway, so I wanted to thank Cheryl for that. That's really, really sweet.
Thank you very much.
And
it's
please,
great.
Yeah, share the newsletter.
Subscribe to it.
It's an easy read, you know? I mean, I
it's an outstanding product.
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to it. It's funny.
Yeah.
You write funny things. The picture you had today of this week was hilarious.
I
think you might want to give some photo credit to the photographer.
Oh.
Just saying.
Adam took the picture.
We work together on this newsletter, babe. We work together.
Oh, please. No, I just had a couple other things. Like we're creating beef snobs in Fredericksburg.
Oh my goodness!
Through KNC cattle, we have introduced so many people to KNC cattle, and they love it. Like Karen and David, who we met at Bridge Church, and I told them they need to get the Pecana. And they
did the Pecana.
She said they were going to do it over Labor Day, but she said that they had beef from K&C and beef from HEB, and they did a taste test.
Oh, that must have been hands down.
They were like, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable how
and,
it.
And this, it's around the country, beefinitiative.com. You can find a rancher near you.
I tried to send my daughter Ellen some beef up in Chicago, and the ship from K&C, the shipping was twice as much as the order.
But you can find one in Illinois near her.
I love that we're creating beef snobs across Fredericksburg.
Well, not just that, we're saving people's lives because that's not outstanding. The stuff you're eating, people, is not good. And you can live on Texas beef alone for the rest of your life.
And Annette and I, we spent the day together and we went and had lunch and we went to Hop Dottie's, which is a burger place here. And we both ordered a double patty burger with cheese and bacon.
And here's what's interesting.
And so we took the bun off because she's focused on carbs. Yeah. She's doing ketovore.
Your chicks. So, chicks do this. Ooh, I can't eat with the bun. I can't have the bread.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette are doing ketovore.
That's what I mean, chicks.
Yeah. Take that back.
I take it back.
This is not nice. And so we went and we had this double patty burger with cheese. And it was so good. We didn't eat the bun. We didn't have fries or anything. And I could eat like that all the time. And that's what carnivore, it's like almost like ketovore.
Here's the funny thing. Then you come home, the two of you, it's like, well, I'm not hungry. And Annette's going, I'm not hungry. Yeah. You know, and Damonette says, I thought Adam could just go get a Whataburger and get a burger.
She said that to me in the car.
And she said it to you right now. She says, oh, you know, I was thinking in the car, you can just get a burger from Whataburger, not some fancy Hop Dottie business. No, I mean, I was in a chair for 4 hours. I was abused. I prepped the show. I did the clip like you asked me from our first show. I got all these things done. You can go get in your car and get a Whataburger.
Drive yourself, son. But it was funny because we were pulling up and I'm like, oh, I'm not even hungry. What am I going to feed my husband? That's when Annette goes, I think you should go get a Whataburger.
Thanks, Annette. Congratulations, darling. 50 episodes.
Here's the 50 more, baby. Here's the 50 more. I love you so much. I love you too. I love you.
Keep the lid down. The curry and the keeper.